James, disappointing defeat?
Yeah, I think you know, we did okay today, weren't at our best, but yeah, steady with the ball. Thought, you know, bowling first can be quite a hard ground to defend, so we got ourselves into a reasonable position after losing a couple early, and then, yeah, I guess the main factor, no one really went on and got a really big score.
Was 305 a lot to chase?
No, I don't think so. I think the way the boundaries are here, it was a pretty good pitch. Yeah, at the halfway stage would have taken that, definitely.
They got 96 off the last 11 overs. That was a lot, though, wasn't it?
It is a lot, but you know, a few of them were leading edge. I think went for six, and like I said, with the boundaries as small as they are, that can happen. So maybe, you know, missed one or two Yorkers as they did, but. Yeah, I think, yeah, the main difference was we didn't have someone go on and get a big score.
Yourself and George Bailey got 60 odds there.
Yeah, like I said, you know, ideally you go and get 80, 100 and you know, leave some batters in the hutch for the last 10 overs. Or we felt we could score. If we had a few wickets in hand, easily score 100 off the last 10.
It's a bonus for George Bailey. He hasn't played any cricket, what, in the last 6 weeks?
No, he's come in and played really well there, so it's good signs for us. Yeah, good to have Bergie and Abbo back in the side as well, so... yeah, take someone on the chin, move on, and hopefully bounce back on Wednesday.
It's a little bit disappointing, isn't it, after playing, you know, so well and getting a good result down at Kent?
It is, yeah. You know, thankfully we've still got one win on the board after two games. Two away games, probably two quite hard places to go. So, yeah, obviously we would like to have won today, but going to Wednesday, back on a home patch and, you know, try and make it 2 out of 3.
Does that put a little bit more pressure on to get back into winning streak?
Yeah, I mean, I think this competition is pressure on every game to win. So, yeah, there's lots of good signs there. We just, you know, go from 7 out of 10 to 9, 10 out of 10, and we'll be fine.
It's quite interesting. Rhys Topley's played, what, 3 games on the trot now after not playing for 14 months. Are you quite happy with his fitness?
Yeah, I think, you know, one-day cricket especially, where he's got a 10-over limit on what he can bowl anyway, and he's a wicket-taker up front, as he proved today. So, you know, as long as there's a few days rest in between games, to try and keep him going and get some good way of getting some overs under his belt as well.